From the newsrooms of WBUR and GBH, I'm Paris Alston. Welcome to Consider This from Boston, where, as Marty Walsh bids his hometown a fond farewell, a new acting mayor is now in charge. Outgoing City Council President Kim Janey officially took that post on Monday evening. And in doing so, she shattered not one, but two historic barriers, becoming the first woman and first person of color to lead Boston. Too bad it only took about 200 years, but anyway. Janey is taking the reins at City Hall during a crucial period, and here to tell us more about this big transition is WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks. Hi, Anthony.
Hi, Paris. Nice to be with you.
Nice to have you with us. So it's a big day for Boston, both nationally and locally, and normally I'm sure there would be lots of public fanfare around this, you know, press conferences and luncheons and all that sort of thing, but what's the vibe?
Well, Paris, as you know, this is a huge deal. I mean, consider that the first mayor of Boston, John Phillips, was elected in 1822. As you alluded to, that's almost 200 years ago, and every mayor of Boston since then has been a white male. Kim Janey is an African-American woman, so this is a historic change for the city during a time of national reckoning around race and racial justice. And consider as well that the five declared candidates to succeed Marty Walsh are all people of color. So at this point, there's a good chance that Boston's next elected mayor will also be someone other than a white male. And this morning, we heard from Mayor Janey. She told WBUR that she's still having a hard time believing all this has actually happened. She said specifically she was thinking about what this means for younger generations, people like her six-year-old granddaughter.
She's growing up in a time where the mayor will look like her, and that will be normal for her. And this is not just important for Black children. This is important for all children to see what leadership looks like. And it's just incredible to think how far our city has come.
And tell us a bit about what this transition will look like.
Well, Paris, the transition has pretty much happened, but some celebrating continues. Janey's transition team has been working very closely with former Mayor Marty Walsh's team for the past several weeks. Walsh was confirmed as Secretary of Labor yesterday evening. Shortly after that, he resigned at 9 p.m. And a minute later, Kim Janey was sworn in as acting mayor. So Walsh and Janey have been in touch throughout this process. In fact, at his farewell press conference last night, Walsh described a sort of nice moment when he reached out to Janey a couple of nights ago by text about this dramatic transition for both of them.
I texted, "Think about this for a minute. A little girl from Roxbury is about to be mayor of Boston." And her response was, "Think about this for a minute. A little boy from Dorchester is about to become United States Labor Secretary of the United States of America."
So, Paris, kind of a nice moment there, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So this evening, Janey will host a virtual swearing-in pre-celebration, and then tomorrow at noon, a formal swearing-in ceremony in Boston.
Now, acting mayor doesn't mean Janey is going to have a full term, but what kind of impact does she have the potential to make in this new capacity?
Well, it's interesting, Paris. Janey's updated Twitter feed identifies her now as historic first Black mayor, first woman mayor of Boston, not acting, doing. But the fact is, as acting mayor, she will not have all the powers that an elected mayor would have. But she will be leading City Hall, and even as acting mayor, she'll have a lot to say about the city's agenda for the next few months until the election in November.
And what about the future? I mean, do we know if she's considering a run for elected mayor?
Well, she told us this morning that she's considering it, but said she is focused right now on being mayor. And I sort of understand why she's not going to declare her intentions just yet. I mean, first, she needs to focus on being mayor, right? I mean, she has to get that job right. And in terms of the politics of this, if she intends to run, it's to her advantage to be the mayor and use the power of incumbency rather than just jumping into a crowded field of candidates right now. But my guess is that she will get into this race, and we'll hear about that in the months ahead.
For sure. That's senior political reporter Anthony Brooks. Thanks so much, Anthony.
My pleasure, as always, Paris.
Before we go, I should tell you what else is up in Boston. Suffolk County District Attorney Rachel Rollins has vowed to vacate thousands more criminal convictions that are based on drug evidence tested at a now disgraced and closed state lab. The evidence in question was certified at the Hinton Lab between May 2003 and August 2012. Former chemists Annie Dukin and Sonia Farrick worked there at the time. Both were later convicted on misdemeanor charges in connection with their employment. Thousands of these convictions have already been vacated, but Rollins' promise to vacate more pleased Matt Siegel with the ACLU of Massachusetts.
All of us should want people whose criminal cases have been affected by misconduct to be allowed to move on with their lives, and this step will help them do that.
Rollins said she plans to identify which cases to vacate later this spring. And speaking of spring, visitors to the seaport this week are meeting a new flock that set up shop there. But these birds didn't fly in.
Every flamingo is a little bit different, and so it's just a matter of getting them into the ground. And it seems simple, but many hands make light work. So we'll be here till it's done.
That's Emily Sukas. She and others from the company WS Development set up thousands of bright pink plastic flamingos on Seaport Common over the weekend. WS is building 33 acres of mixed-use property in the area. Sukas said the unusual migration is meant to bring some joy to onlookers after a long pandemic winter.
To hopefully lighten the mood as we're almost at spring, but not quite there. We all need a little extra happiness and joy to get us over that hump, I think.
And did you know the whimsical lawn ornament was invented here in Massachusetts by a Fitchburg resident and artist named Don Featherstone? Amazing! From the newsrooms of WBUR and GBH, the greatest combo since pink flamingos and spring equinox, I'm Paris Austin. Be well. A lot happens in our city every day. Want the Boston version of this show along with WBUR's best local news stories all in a podcast feed? Just search WBUR News in your podcast app and hit subscribe. You'll be able to find the local segment of Consider This, plus our best coverage in business, tech, politics, education, and the arts, all in one place. Search WBUR News in your podcast app and hit subscribe.